Egypt's most prominent dissident, Saad Eddine Ibrahim, visited Washington, D.C. in September and spoke with key supporters such as Kansas Republican Senator Sam Brownback and Massachusetts Democratic Senator John Kerry. He urged the legislators to place human rights conditions on Washington's annual $1.5 billion aid package to Egypt. On August 2nd, Ibrahim was sentenced to 2 years in jail with hard labor by an Egyptian court for his columns that ran in foreign newspapers for allegedly tarnishing the country's foreign reputation. However, he has not returned to Egypt since June. Ibrahim has served three previous sentences from 2000 to 2003. Former U.S. Ambassador to Egypt, Francis Ricardioni Jr., dismisses Ibrahim's push in Congress as totally idealistic and not a useful tool of diplomacy. The Mubarak government has stated it rejects human rights conditions on any foreign aid. Egypt is the second largest American aid recipient since the country signed a peace deal with Israel in 1979. Senator John McCain is basing his presidential campaign largely on his patriotism and being tortured as a prisoner of war in Vietnam. Yet McCain gets poor grades from veterans groups on providing health care, education benefits, and housing to returning veterans. The Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America has given McCain a D rating on 155 votes since the September 11th attacks, including the Arizona senator's absence during the debate to create a new GI Bill sponsored by Virginia Senator Jim Webb. In contrast, Senator Barack Obama got a B-plus grade from the veterans group. In 2007, Obama sponsored the Home for Heroes Act to provide housing for low-income veterans. According to the news magazine In These Times, McCain has opposed a series of veterans' initiatives over the last 3 years that were funded by reductions in tax cuts to the wealthy. In 2006, McCain voted against a bill by Hawaii Senator Daniel Akaka to boost veterans' health care by $1.5 billion and $480 million for veterans' outreach services. The same year, McCain opposed a bill by Connecticut Senator Chris Dodd for new funding for crumbling veterans' hospitals funded with a rollback in reductions to the capital gains tax. Soon after, the Washington Post exposed the appalling conditions at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in the nation's capital. For the second time in 3 years, voters in South Dakota will deliberate over a ban on abortion. Yet there are some changes on the ballot measure from the total ban proposed in 2006. Ballot Initiative 11 permits exceptions to the ban in cases of rape, incest, and a narrow definition on endangering the life of the mother. Dr. Marvin Buechner, a South Dakota doctor specializing in high-risk pregnancies, says the ballot question is effectively a ban because of its stiff criminal penalties. The Rapid City doctor told the Washington Post, "There is no way I would consider doing an abortion under Measure 11 for health reasons." South Dakota already has one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the country. Doctors must tell all pregnant mothers that an abortion can increase the risk of suicide, a fact disputed by pro-choice forces. Pregnant mothers must also be shown a sonogram of their fetus. To rev up the campaign for Measure 11, conservative churches allied with the Lampstead Project are planning an aggressive outreach effort. The project's Reverend Steve Hickey claims abortion is unnecessary in part because the church is a significant part of God's provision to women and children in crisis. Hickey says he believes South Dakota has been chosen by God to challenge Roe versus Wade. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Ruben Abreu.